Welcome to the Days of Praise podcast, a daily devotional by the Institute for Creation Research.
No other gods. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Exodus 20:3. The first commandment, written by the finger of God himself on Mount Sinai twice, Exodus 31:18, 34:1, contains a very intriguing choice of words. Thou shalt have no is rendered from the Hebrew word lo, which is an emphatic negative. Never, neither, not, etc. The word other translates the Hebrew word acher, which is derived from another word meaning behind or less. This word is also translated following, next, another, or strange, in the sense of being less than the previous object. Elohim is the Hebrew word for gods, the term for powerful ones. The Holy Spirit's most unusual choice of words is the phrase al panai, at the end of the sentence translated before me. That phrase literally means against the faces or has the sense of on top of. So a direct translation of the command would be, never place a less powerful being on top of my faces. It can also be rendered, don't ever let any other god get between your face and my face. Moses gave several instructions on how we are to observe the command. We are not to worship, prostrate, bow down to any other god. Exodus 34:14. Mention, call to memory, the name of other gods. Exodus 23:13. Or walk behind other gods. Deuteronomy 6:14. We are not to forget, mislay, be oblivious of Yahweh, and in so doing serve other gods. Deuteronomy 8:18-19. We must not allow our hearts to be deceived, become broad, liberal, open-minded, and worship other gods. Deuteronomy 11:16. And we are not to go aside, turn off, withdraw from the words of God, and by doing so serve other gods. Deuteronomy 28:14. No wonder our Lord Jesus called this the first and great commandment and insisted that we must love the Lord thy God with all thy heart. Matthew 22:37-38.
If you've enjoyed today's devotional, be sure to subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts. And please rate and review so more listeners can find us. To support ICR's ministry, visit icr.org/donate. Your gift of any amount helps us reach others with biblical truth and encouragement. Thanks for listening. We hope you'll start each day with Days of Praise.